Okay, so I want to see if we can just try to come to some halakhah l'maaseh to use some of the hechatimsis to touch some of the practical cases. One of the questions which I wanted to work on was Lego. Right, so a person makes Lego, a person makes ticker toys, whatever they do, magnetiles, and they make a house. So it's a tefachai, it has a chalal of a tefach, and they're mishtamish with the arba tachtov, they put their little animals inside, their little menchies inside. So it's made the same that should be oil. Right, so is that a problem? So without getting involved in the sugya of chinuch, which what you're allowed to have a child do, but you know, sometimes you're helping your kid build it. So it's not just a shaila of the child doing it; it's the child of the adult doing it. So are you allowed to do that or not? Dr. Shabbos assumes that it's a problem. He says, "Don't push that." He said that that's a problem. So you cannot do it yourself. A child which is a gil chinuch, you cannot allow him to do it. Not a gil chinuch, so you don't have to stop him. So of course, this is it's a chiddush. So touching on the chinuch issue a little bit. One mahalach to say, at least without the child doing it, even a child which is a gil chinuch, there's a shita's harashba, that the Rashba holds that something which a child is doing, a drabanan, the tzarech atzmai, so the adult does not have to stop him from doing that. The adult is allowed to even tell him to do it. The adult is tzarech atzmai. Mishmur does not pass them like this Rashba. Mishmur does not pass like the Rashba. There's a Chidush Arim, he passed them like the Rashba. Therefore, it's a minigun by the Chidush Poiskim, that there's some upon this Rashba, Chidush Arim. Very common example of that was a child in a place where there's no Eruv, assuming that the Malkum is at the Rabbanon, a child carrying a peckle of food to go to Shul. Now, I happen to be concerned that might be asked to be the Turk of the father, not of the child. I'm serious. Right? Now, the argument is it's mutter because it's the Turk of the Tinnik. I'm not sure it's the Turk of the Tinnik. It might be the Turk of the mother to get the kid out of the house, the Turk of the father to have the kid busy, they shouldn't stare the whole shul. So I'm not sure that's, you know, but assuming. What? That's pushing it. Right? Yeah, but that's like really pushing it. Right? But so that's that Hector. So the child building it himself, the Rabbanon, Sarach Atzmai, fine. Right? So it's what the Mishnah Mechan. We're not talking about the Rishis over here. Interestingly enough, in a similar Bunim Kohen in his Sefer Children in Halacha, brings over there in the Haoris that Rav Scheinberg holds his mutter, and he says the Bessin holds his mutter, and he says the Eliezer holds his mutter. Now, if you look at Rav Scheinberg, he just has a quote. He doesn't have a Maran Malkum suit. If you look at the Debre Tzinner Shuva, the Ber Marsha Chelik Vav, I think Simon Chav Tess, something like that, and the Tzitz Eliezer is in Chelik Yud Gimel Simon Lamed. If you look at their Shuva, the Shuva is not dealing with oil. The Shuva is dealing with Boina. Or the Shuva is dealing with the Shail of Kaisim. The Marcel Yo, the Falcon, his Marcel Yo, when he discussed the Shuv Lego, he raised three Shailas. He raised a Shail of Baina, he raised a Shail of Oil, and he raised a Shail of Kaisim. You're making a picture. So why shouldn't that be going under Kaisim? So he, the Tzitzel Ezer, is addressing Kaisim and he's addressing Baina. And he says, in regards to Kaisim and Baina, Since it's made to mamash, put together, take apart immediately, it has no tiyum at all. That's the derech you mishtamash with these things. You make them, you break them, you make them, you break them. That's not called the ma'aseh b'asiyas surah. It's not called the ma'aseh b'ayin. And that's the derech. Also, in his tshuva, he's talking about b'ayin. He's not talking about kaisev. He says it's not called b'ayin because it's made to put together, take apart, etc. The assumption now being that if that's he's assuming that that's true the Gabi Boina, that's the same thing be true the Gabi Oil. Now, is that so posh that that's true that you can take shell through this musig? If it's not called Boina, it's not called the Sears Oil. I'm not convinced that that's true, and I'll tell you why. But and Rishaimrich says, he says a quote again, I don't know, Mara Malkim to it. Rishaimrich says, the quote says that he says that these things, there's no issue of Boina, there's no issue of oil, there's no issue of kaisiv, because they're made to put together, take apart council. Okay, so Scheinberg is on record, without being able to look up the Mara Malkim, on record that this swore applies to oil as well. Interestingly enough, the Pei Yeshua, when we handle what's the kiddush of the sugya of oil vis-a-vis b'ayna, it's a tolda. What makes it a tolda? Why is it an av? So we said one mahalach based on the Magen Mishnah. Pei Yeshua in Sukkah on Tezayin says that the difference between an oil and a binyan is made for kiyum. And oil in general, even an oil, quote unquote, oil kavua, is not made for kiyum. It's made for a period of time. Like the Rambam says, maybe 8 days, 9 days, it's called oil kava. What does that mean then? Normally, the dinner of kviyas, mean much longer than that. So, Pei Yeshua's point is that the whole kiddush of oil is the nature of an oil, is it something which, the etzim is a temporary thing, something which can last for a long time. You don't make an oil, you make a binyan. So the chiluk between oil and boina is the fact that by nature it's betzim temporary. And that's the derisa of oil. Now Chazal came along and they said, okay, there's a certain level of kriya, so we're asking even oil or roy. So I'm not convinced that in the world of oil, the argument that it's made to put together, take apart, should be a valid argument, because the whole of oil is starting with be'etzem, something which is flimsy. That's the law that's according to the Pnei Yeshua, why oil is not boina. To use that swara and say the same way you're matter boina, you're also matter oil, I'm not convinced that should be true. It's also Masber, that sheet is a riff. That the riff says, the way the ground moves the riff, that once it has a tefach, it's automatically oil kava. It's a derisive. So the Ron learned the riff. Right? So, Pashas, he does not differentiate how long it's for. So according to Pei Yeshua, it makes sense, because the whole yisoid of the din of oil is batim kutz, not kavur. It's a temporary thing. So arguing, Chazanish says on that run, obviously we're talking a case where he made it the kviyas period of time, because otherwise how can you just say just because it has a tefach that's considered oil kava? Doesn't make any sense. It's a good horror, like Chazanish style, like it just doesn't make sense, it can't be right. So the case has to be that it must be that you made it for kviyas of his man, whatever this kviyas of his man is, so Chazanish says. Everybody else who brings down does not make this riff does not differentiate in time. So, but like the Pnei Yeshua in Masber, the whole kiddush of the sugya of oil is making something which is temporary is also called boina. This type of thing, which is made in a certain way, it's a unique way of doing something. It's not the regular binyan. And the reason why you have this unique way of doing this in order to address temporary things, that's the tolda. So boina has in it the tolda, which is temporary. So once it's a tefach, so the night of you assumes you open up an umbrella, you're chayav stealing. You're going to close it. Its nature is to open and close, right? That's the whole nature of how you use it. It's adult Lego, okay? The umbrella is the adult Lego. Its nature is to open and close. If you do it, I say use it. No, you're chayav stealing. I'm not sure, right, that, you know, because it has a tefach according to the Rif. So that's what the Penei Yeshua is saying. So this argument, to argue that that's a heter for Lego, I find that to be a difficult approach. Again, the Debrecina was not discussing oil. He was discussing burn. The Tzitzel Gezer was not discussing oil, he was discussing burn. Scheinberg, is quoted specifically in regards to oil as well, and so I don't know. I can't. A quote is a quote, you know. Very temporary. So. Right. So it's clearly that this. So unless he means some svara, since the nature is bedafka to build to break, it has no mitzvahs of a kviyas even you make it. Okay, it's a svara, like, you know. So you can't even math the misura based on svaras. Okay. I don't know what picture they're picturing of. They're picturing of it all. I don't know what picture they're picturing. I don't know. On record, when I played with my kicking toys when I was a kid, we didn't make it long. We didn't have roofs. I don't know what they're talking about. You know, now, you have to look at the date of the tshuva. They didn't come with roofs. Tinker toys, you know, the upgrade for tinker toys with roofs came after my childhood. So I don't remember making an oil on top of my tinker toys. That's not a rye, 100%. You know, which is, since I remember everything from my childhood period, but so I don't know what they're talking about. It's hard to build something. The Debre Zinner's Tshuva is from the 60s. Okay. I'm going to approach the Shaila with two tzedakim of Heter. One is a suggestion that my Kedusha made, and it's a fascinating suggestion. Okay, so there's a Magen Avraham in Tikkun Zion. So he deals with the issue of taking a keses ova that you want to put on top of the top of the chimney. So you have the chimney, it comes out of the house, it has no mechitzas, it has a hole in the middle. So there's no gag at all. On that hole, there's no gag. Now I want to come, it's very cold, and the cold is coming down the chimney, and I want to put something on top of that on Shabbos to cover it over. So making a gag, there's no... In the case of an Aruba, it's the middle of the roof. You already have an oil over your room. You have a gap in the middle. So you're being moist of an oil. So you're being moist of an oil for the roy, even an oil kabua. Being moist of an oil for the roy is moist. But over here, this has its own features. And the opening is fully open. And you're covering it over on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says it's a problem. Good. Comes along the Tosef Shabbos. Tosef Shabbos says on this Magen Avraham that the scenario has to be that the hole is more than 3 tefachim wide. It's at least 3 tefachim wide. Because otherwise it's lavud. Okay? So if it's lavud, so there's not. It's like there's nothing, no hole there, and you're allowed to cover it over, like you have in Sif Beis, the case over there where you put these kamim over the svina. They're loved to each other, so it's like you already have the area covered. And now, once it's already covered, you can extend. You can put the blanket on top, you know, the machzelis on top. So that's the case. That's what he's in. It has to be the case like that. The Master Shekel quotes the Tosfos Shabbos for Dover Pasha that that's the case. The Prima Gadim says on it, Rachav Shosh Tzvachim, Dimas Elisiv Beis, with Sarachi and Mazel. I'm not convinced that was a good Tushka. That's all he says. Because he says, I have no idea what he's talking about. Right? I have no idea what he's talking about. What he's suggesting is the following. I have a gap of a tefa. Sheer oil is a tefa. I have a gap of two tefachim. And I have a thesis on the two sides. Since the gap is less than three tefachim, it's like there's no halal. When I put the thing on top, I'm not making oil. Says the scenario over there was I have something acting as already as a god. I have a kon on top, another kon on top. So the din of lover tells me that two kon are likely to attack each other. So I already have a god. Oh, but I have no god. What you're saying is that the top point that the machitzas should be love with each other. There's no kalam. There's no such din of lover. Love does not remove the status of a halal being there. Elamite, that they should be loved. There's a guy, there's no guy yet. You can make a guy at all yet. But apparently, the Tosfos Shabbos is assuming that you can make such an argument. You know, it's love with each other, and male, you're not making an oil. Okay. Mishabura. Welcome at Sarah, you can be summoned on the Tosfos Shabbos. However, the Gemara says that that argument that Malkum Turkey can be summoned on the Tosfos Shabbos is because the Magen Rabbah himself is not clear that this argument is really a problem of Klal. Do we really look at these machitzas as being a new maisa, or just part of this? So some is higher, some is lower. That's the roof. That's the house. It's not clear we look at it as being something distinct. So therefore, it's not clear to me that the Klal is an issue of Sarko. A. B. It's not clear that you're doing this L'shem oil. It's not the regular din of oil. He says you're not really trying to be mild or something. So preventing the coal from coming in, is that so the Hagel Mimeyat Sina, is that really a regular din of oil? We see it in the subject of the din. He says, I'm not convinced that's really a problem to start with. The Mela, if you can sell through the argument during Tosfos Shabbos, Mokma Tzarek, you can be Samaka. Okay. L'haniyach, that's true. So now, if the argument is, if the normal way of building the tiles is you build the walls and you put the roof on top. The walls usually are less than three tefachim between the walls. So as soon as you build the walls, the kohen has a shabbos before the people. So it's not halal. So you got to put the thing on top, right? Because it's already loaded. Okay. So is that true? So now ask me the question all the way around. If that's true that they're loving each other, so maybe this is making the walls, because I'm making the lover and making the god as soon as I make it. So is there an isser of the sif base? I want to put one string across, and then a second string across on Shabbos, wife and a mutter, but they're loving each other. And that's because they're like you made a god. So maybe she also to make those strings on Shabbos. And let the person say no. In general, the din of lover, lahachmir, he did something problematic. Use lover lahachmir to make him, you made a guy. I didn't make a guy. I put a string across over here, a string across over here, and there's less than three tefachim between the two strings. So look, I made a gag, because since they love with each other, I made a gag, which is three tefachim wide. You can't make a gag on Shabbos, it's three tefachim wide. Not true. I made a string here and a string here. Love of the Hakmer is a big discussion, whether it is over here. But if your kavanah was not the same, that's in the oil, it's not a problem. Okay. And now I want to cover it. So my lot of coverage. So according to the Tosfos Shabbos, maybe that's me an argument. At least regards to letting the child do it. Let the child do it. That's like Chabrus's argument. Because he said he has no idea what this is talking about. It's totally illogical. That's called love. That doesn't remove the fact that there's a halal there. There's a halal there. And you're being mild on it. It doesn't make any sense to him, the halal. So so in the new version of Tosfos Shabbos, So Tosfos Nun. The new version of Tosfos Nun. So that one of his descendants put out. He says Necher HaMechaber. I have difficulty with the word Necher HaMechaber when the Mechaber the Sefer came out in Tuf Kuf Kaf Vav. The person is writing it in Tuf Shin Nun. He wasn't Necher HaMechaber. He was Nin HaMechaber, not Necher HaMechaber. Okay, anyway, right? At best, right? He wasn't a grandson. He argues that he has arrived from Kaisis in Ervin against the Chazanish. Because Tosfos addresses this question, just asked you, are we going to create this Isser of Lovin to put a string here and a string there and say, I made an oil on Shabbos? So, Avada not. Right? So, Avada not. The scenario is, as it says, they put a string, coupe them out. I put one string here, another string over here, but then people talk to each other. Are you going to say that's called Isser of making the oil on Shabbos? Avada not. That's an example. The way he read the Chazanish, the Chazanish's argument is you only say love if was there reading the same God. So I didn't know you put up the strings of the same God, so what's his raya? That's not what the Chazanish says. The Chazanish says that the fact that you have mechitzas, which are not being mayel, there's no love in really being mayel. In this case, I am being mayel. I'm making a string, another string. They're being mayel, very small amounts. So his raya connected the Chazanish is wrong, right? Because the point of the Chazanish is you don't say love it from a mechitza to kilo. There's a guy there removing the kalal. Okay. So I have to tell you, in Sumora, the Chazanish is very compelling. Tosha Shabbos is Tosha Shabbos. You know, it's a very chashim sefer. The Chazanish is very, very compelling. That's not that Lovin would not be relevant over here. So the Mishnah on the arguments of Lovin, I find difficult. But as long as you're an actor to make sure that he doesn't make a very large first floor, you know, right? You don't make a very large building. Not too wide. You have an ace. Okay. Touch on that halacha just a moment. Getting back to that is what it is. And since that case is Sifbein, so you had a boat, and you put these tanim across the top. You roll them across the top, and then when you leave, you spread this mat over the top for the rain, the cold, whatever it is. Okay. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is so in Yesh Merach Ben Tefach. Afil Ein Merach Ben Tefach. Imein Ben Zel Zeh Shloshet Tvachim. Chashibi Ka'oyel Umutu Lifos Aleim B'Shabes Machzelis. Tamar Tosevis Arla Roy B'Shori. I'm going to spread the machzelos over these reifen, okay? Over these bows. I'm going to spread the machzelos over them. So in a case where it has a tefach, each one is a tefach, or one of them is a tefach, Mishra points out, so that's the tefach is over. The case is none of them are a tefach, but amen a.m. shloshet tefach. So, the language of I'm spreading the machzelos all of them. And the Shabura says you really don't need that Beinayim, Shoshetavach, which sounds like all of them, as long as one of them, the gap was less than 2 tefach. So that one is considered like a full oil, then the rest is much more often than the Sefer's oil or oil. The Chazanish argues. The Chazanish argues, and he says, what you're being mad over here is being mad over the area which already is lovely. You're not being mad out of the Sefer. There's no oil here that I can say Persephus oil or roy on that. There's no oil here. It's enough cover it. When I cover it, I can't say I'm covering it because it's lovers already. So I'm not doing anything more than Persephus oil on that mutter. But to extend beyond that, there's nothing to that mutter. Well, let's say you said with your Shabura. So the furrow, you have a scenario at first glance where I could go on Shabbos, put one string up, less than a tefach, put a second string up, less than a tefach, love with each other, and now I have an oil, and that tells that that's mutter. Now I can spread out of myself over the rest of it, off the seventh oil I roy. Right? So I have a hechatim to the car on Shabbos, how, when I start with zero before Shabbos, how to do nothing. At first glance, that makes sense, right? So the says no. The heter is to surface, if you have an oil before Shabbos, you're allowed to be moistive on that oil on Shabbos. Even if I make an oil, the if and a heter on Shabbos, there's no heter to be moistive on that oil on Shabbos. So I'm putting one string and a second string. You're saying, there's no way to putting a person there. Okay, I have an issue. And male and male flow with each other, so I have an oil. Now I can be moist about an oil or roy. That's not true. The lovers is something which is there before I'm going. And I already have a, ready, chazal ben aser, an oil which already is already partially built. Chazal ben aser finishing it off. Oil or roy. But I don't have an oil before shot. So let's say I have now. What he says, a marshal. Assuming you can ask the guy to put the scotch back on. So the guy says, "You know, I'm very busy. I'll tell you what. I'm going to put up some of the scotch. The old scotch blew up. I'll put up some of the scotch. That's what you're here, like a shoes. She's a walking mitzvah, and you finish off the rest yourself." He's allowed me, the guy, he says, you don't need me for that. To Shabbos Oyel HaRoy, she looked, I got this. Or Shabbos, I'll just do the first piece, I'll put up a tefach, and you can do the rest. By the tosser, there was no oil beforehand. The head only is the voice of an Oyel HaRoy, which is there before Shabbos. No, it's gone, totally, it's gone. Yeah, it doesn't help. Now, take that a step weiter. This is very important. Okay, so the halakha of umbrellas. So the Rabbi of Yehuda approaches it from the sort of other toy, it's a piece of trash. He learns Rashi not like that. That there's no heft of other toy to not the issue of making an oil. The Chazanish learns Rashi is saying that in the issue of making an oil, there's a sort of other toy. If I have in the mechanism everything that's necessary to create the oil just by snapping it, whatever it is, that's not called making an oil. That's not called making an oil. But the language that the Masmoros of the person when they talk about it is the sort of the koi, like Toshi says, so male it's me in the swara of the service of the royal shop. It's partially built before Shabbos. I'm completing the process on Shabbos. So the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa says, based on that, that in a case where, so the Chazanish says umbrellas were makhlan, we don't do. But the hood of the stroller, it's made to open and close. It, everything is there. That's one of the trasko. That's mutter. You do the same oil. The same oil is mutter. Not like the not like none of Yehuda. That's only true if the hood is attached to the stroller from before Shabbos. if I did not attach it before Shabbos, I only attach it on Shabbos as oil. Now that so this oil is already partially built over the stroller, because it's made over the road. No, well, it partially goes somewhere else, not on the stroller. If it's attached to the stroller before Shabbos, then on Shabbos I can open it up and say, well, since it's already there, and the mechanism is there, it's still partially built, and I can just finish the process on Shabbos to set the Lord's mutter on Shabbos. But if it's not attached from before Shabbos, to attach and then open it would be awesome. That's how he passed it. Okay. The din of Kila. So Kila Sassanim, Shem Gaga Tefah, Lepon Mishoshim, Samach Lagaga, Reichel Tefah, Shehoshim, Mishukenes Lakach, Mutal and Toysel of Mutal of Farker, Ushala Tehei, Mishuleshes, Miala Mita Tefah. The language is from the Rambam. So Rambam in Chabez Kofches says, okay. Lamed. Kilas Chasanim, Shem Gaga Tefach, First din. The Kakach Haloin, this man, Shehum Asukin Lakach, Abishan Akashav, and Otoli, Mutter Lifkak Boyd, Achaloin. Now the Rambam Shita is like a riff that once you make an oil of a tefach, you're dealing with the oil kava, and these Haterim don't apply. The Rambam in Chavtes says the case of oil meshupa, since it doesn't have a tefach, it's called an oil aroy. So the Medayik of the Rambam means if it had a tefach, it's called an oil kava. It didn't belong yet. Rambam says a swore of Mr. Kenneth Pekach. And the Rambam shows a suit that did a Pekach HaChaloy. Pekach HaChaloy is man shu Mesuk and Lekach, even though it's not kosher, it's not totally, more to leave his boy HaChaloy. So that's the suit which we didn't do. So we just started this at the beginning. The more it looks at Pekach HaChaloy as a case of Tosefes Oil Aroy. The Gemara says that the more about the McCoy is going to be kosher and tovah. Shabbos, why do you need kosher and tovah? Kosher means that this shutter that you put into the hole, the Chaloy was a hole in the wall. Right? You have a wall, you have a hole in it. That's what a window is, right? Now you're sticking this piece of wood in the middle, so you're adding it onto your wall. You're doing brain on Shabbos. So the halacha is, let's say for example, the Gemara talks about a case that you have a piece of wood which you stick into your front door. An animal door, I just have a piece of wood which I put in. And you know, when I close the door, when I want to open the door, I pull the piece of wood out, I put it to the side, and I walk out the door. So for the front door, which I use regularly, that's mutter. The rechava to go to the back door, which I usually only use because stores, then it's also because it looks like you're immersive on a binyan, looks like you're in Goyna. I have a hole in the middle of my back wall. I'm filling up the hole with this piece of wood. I'm taking the wood out. I'm doing soyser. That's awesome. So I have a pekach kolayim. How do I know what this is? So if it's kosher, it's tied there. So I'm not taking a piece of wood that I keep off into the corner. There's no shakas over here. It's clear that its function is to put it over here. I see it's attached. So when I take it out, it hangs down in the center. So I know that its function is not for boiler purposes and soyser purposes. It's made to go in and out and use it above the chalom. So, as it says, you need kosher tolu. Chalom says, you don't need kosher tolu as long as it's a mesukin lekach. So, which means it's clear that it's made for this function. I didn't go to my scraps of wood on Shabbos. Go to my scraps of wood. I say, well, what should I try? Stick it in. You can't do that. That looks like Biden. But this is a Masukin Lekach. Now, what issue are we addressing? So there's a side of my problem is the issue we're addressing is Muksa. Wood is Muksa. Eitzim Abadim are Muksa. So how am I allowed to be metalto this thing? Because it's Muksa. The answer is, it's a Masukin Lekach. I did some mice to designate it for this function. I address the Muksa issue. Or are you addressing the Bain issue? The Rashi, interesting on the Sugya, the Rashi says that he says kosher addresses the Muksa issue and totally addresses the Bina issue. Once you're kosher, that's a mice designating for that function, so that would be enough to address the Muksa issue. Now we can is addressed by the fact that it's tolling. The Chama argued that no, you solve both of these problems, both the Muksa and the Boina, by making him a Masukin Lekach. That's made for that function. The Rambam by Kirush Shatan says the same Lashon. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Lashon in the Sifyut Aleph. And the Magen Rambam says, "Hichin lekach, like pekach chaloy, teimashem Rambam." It says otherwise. It's also like it says in Siftes that you have a problem. Now, which means he's not saying the problem is Muksa. He's saying the problem is Boiner. And you're addressing the Boiner problem by saying it's Masukin Lekach. So the Londons of Kilis Chasanim is because it's Masukin Lekach, you're allowed to be right there if you want to be for purity. Now, the case that told me over here, there wasn't an Earl of a Tefa, because that's the sheep of Zaramba. Right? If you learn now at the Rambam that this din that an oil tefak automatically makes it into a oil teva, so this argument of Masukin Lekach would be true even if you would have a teva. There's a sort of Masukin Lekach. Now, I don't know how far to take this sort of Masukin Lekach, but the Rambam is making a fascinating sushta. Right. The case of the chutin. Right. The swear of the fact that they were chutin is along the line. The case has to be that there already was. Remember your testicles here. Either there was open a tefach before Shabbos, otherwise how's it chutin? Or no, that the chutin make it the equivalent of as if it was open already a tefach. To Shabbos Ayla Roy. Kilsa Sanim doesn't say that there's chutin. There's no Tanai of chutin over there. But there's a swara of Masukin Lekach. This is what it's for. And you're being mad to this swara of making oil d'rabbana. With this is what it's for. I am not passing this halacha l'maisa, but I'm saying that in this Rambam, with the Shulchan Aruch Paskalim, it's there's a word, there's a mussar of making oil. Its function is open, close, open, close, open, close. That's what. So this swara that they're suggesting by toy, that it's masukim, that this is how it functions. There's no, the nature is not to make anything. That's, I think, really is rooted in, I said, where you get it from? I think it's rooted in this idea of the Rambam. How far do you take it? I don't know, because it's a very unclear statement to say how far you take such a thing. Okay, so that's that. So halacha l'maaseh, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But that's a Lego. Yeah. Okay, I just want to touch on another thing. But the case of Kills Chassanim, Kills Chassanim, Kills Chassanim is mutter even though there's no Tosefos oil. It's already. Okay. So you have homework. Yeah. Mikra dinna, we matter umbrellas. The Chassid says, Mikra dinna, umbrellas mutter. I told you the case of the sukkah. So the sukkah was built. They didn't have another eight, so this is all they had available. But they had a lot of zoom. That was the arrangement with the landlord. So they had three walls. The fourth side was open. The third wall was made out of a sliding door. And the door, when it slid away from the other two walls. So simply because you have to have two walls which are connected. And the third wall was kosher, assuming that it's connecting to wall number two. So it looks like a U. So wall number one, you have a full length. And wall number two, you have a full length. And wall number three, seven tefachim is good enough. But you need the seven tefachim, it has to be somewhere to wall number two. So when they opened the door opened in such a way that it wasn't, now there was no, there was a gap. There was nothing there. So is that mutter to open and close on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? The parrot, you're making it, when you open it, you're doing a battle on the mechitza of the sukkah. And when you close it, you're making the mechitza of the sukkah. So that was the shayla that I got. Somebody asked me the shayla. So I was looking into a different subject, and I found that the modern person dealt with the shayla. The example they were talking about was the case of treason. Aristotle, the treason. When you close the treason, you had a wall. When you open the treason, you didn't have a wall. And when you're allowed to open and close the treason in such a way that you would lose your wall, for the sukkah. So Riyasha waited on the Shaila, Shama Zalman, the Bosner, they waited on the Shaila. The Bosner said it's Mutter. The argument being that this is like this open and toy kind of concept. It's there, it's made open, the clothes, it's not doing anything. That's not, that doesn't have Isra Makit, even though it's Makit Zamateris. But the sort of open and toy that is made there, open the clothes, is sufficient. The same way, according to Chazon Ish, I can open up an umbrella, even I'm making an oil. But since that's the nature of the mechanism, how it functions, that's mutter. So I can make a mechitza materis. Mechitza materis is not more chomer than a sias oil. Right? Mechitza materis is not more chomer. Mechitza materis is a way to take mechitza, which normally is a mechitza's mutter, and to give it the same amount of chomer. An oil. But not the it's more chomer than an oil. So if the swar of Amar B'Koyah is a heter in oil, he comes in. So who I did, it's a heter in Mechitza Materis. We say the cashpin of the sugya, the Surah Mechitza Materis, we said that there's a Mechitza Rishonim what the lumbus is. According to Taisus, the Gemara means that we look at each wall as a Tosefet. It's not each wall is independent. Wall number one, number two, number three, each one is a separate three. There's walls here. So that's an end of the third wall is the life of Tosefet Zoyal. Adding the fourth wall is a mic to Sefer's oil. So the Gemara, adding the fourth wall to Sefer's oil is butter. Mechitza, that's in the issue of oil applies to Mechitza as well from the Tosis. But the fourth wall is only to Sefer's oil, that's why it's butter. The third wall is not the Sefer's, it's a seer. Why is it a seer? Because without this wall, you wouldn't have a kosher sukkah. So even though on a practical level it seems to be an act of Tosefes, in reality it's not Tosefes, it's a seer. And that's why it's us. The Ramah following the Maram in the Mordechai is saying that Mechitza there's no din of Isser B'chlal. And now, but a Mechitza Materis has its own Isser. A mechitza is part of an oil, and there's an issue of making a mechitza just like making an oil, there's an issue of making a mechitza, not like Rashi, because they have to do Tosefes, which doesn't apply to the third wall. According to the Maram, it's all the way around. Mechitzas are mutter. There's a new issue called mechitza materi. So according to Tosefes, that's poshet, that whatever given mechitza materi has is not more common than an oil. It's all within an oil. According to the Mordechai, this is the wish of making a piece of materials. I don't know what that is. Maybe it is more common than God. So Rosham Zalman said, test number one, which I think everybody should agree to. We'll get to number two in a second. Number one is like this. That in a case where I'm being moistened on the third side, but there wasn't a sheer sukkah yet. So it's a Tosefes oil on the third side, but it wasn't a sheer sukkah yet. So that's not a yosef. Even though it's a Tosefes on that side, but there's no heter, well, it's already open at half-eye. It doesn't help me, because I need seven tefachim. So that's still called a mechitza materis. So the swore that's not going to be mutter. Now, going back to the case of the Maram, so this is the kasha the halacha brings down. So in the case, the Rome says the case of the Maram, before Shabbos, he made a mechitza 10 tefachim high, 1 tefach wide. And now in Shabbos he wants to extend it. Does that make sense? Is that the real locker? But Nate, you could argue 10 tefachim high, 10 tefach wide, it's called a mechitza. So in that locker, it's mutter to be master. Now I want to extend the heter further, fine. But the case where the Ramah says the case, where the Mordechai says the case, that he had it hanging down at half hour before Shabbos. It wasn't matter anything. It's a mechitza which is hanging down one tefach. It's not matter any mice of Ashton. And the doctor, well, you know what? Pull it down to the ground. Now it's kept fucking high. And now you can be master. You're doing the whole mice of HaTorah on Shabbos. And you're being mastered off the Tosefes oil. So, again, so according to Tosis, that shouldn't be true. You're still doing a seer. You're making a heter, crossing heaven for it. But the Karma Vorin, the way the Maram, the way the Mordechai brings the Maram, that there is a heter of the Tosefes oil aroi, just like other God. So, what's interesting is the Mishabura in Sivkat Lamates. In the case of Chutin, the heter of chutzin tuya mi'er Shabbos. She brings in the Magen Ram says the mechitza asuya lahater, which you can't do on Shabbos. But I feel like kishoy chutzin kruchan aleil mi'er Shabbos. So the heter of chutzin doesn't apply. So the Magen Ram says it's aser, and the Tosfos Shabbos, the same Tosfos Shabbos, disagrees and says it's mutter. So the Sora of Chutin is matter. So I have a mechitza materis, which I have not opened before Shabbos, but I have Chutin on it, which would allow me to study out on Shabbos. And he said the Sora of Chutin is mi'ein the musik, it's partially built beforehand, so you ought to finish up the process of building it on Shabbos. So my room says, no, that heter applies if it's a tefa, open a tefa. Now the Magen Rabba's case of the Maram also is a case where you already had a mechitza. It was 10 tefachim high. It's only 10 tefachim wide. I want to extend it this way. But if I have no mechitza at all, mechitza terrace said that's more. Let's open the tefach. You hang it down. He says kruchen. I have chutin kruchen, which is a heter, but I don't have anything here which is a matter yet. So there's no svar of chutin kruchen being matter mechitza matter. So it comes out that yes, that mechitza matter is more common than the guy. It could be more common than a god, but he's bringing the Tosfos Shabbos is saying not like that. Pashas in the Mordechai, that should be true as well. That not mukrach, but that, you know, he's saying I have no mechitza over here, hanging out of tefach, it's doing garnish. Yeah, but it's a tefach oil, it's mukrach on Shabbos, even though it's a materis. So materis makes it have the same din as a gag. Okay, gag open the tefach is also mukrach. So a gag with chutzin is also mukrach. So it's also mukrach. So I get to my the swore of Traskel, which the Chazish holds, works even when you're making an oil. Look, it's Abba Bekoi. It has the swore of Abba Bekoi. That's the same swore as Chutin. It's main the swore of Masukim Lekach of Chutin, etc. So the Magen Rambam says, it doesn't help me. But I don't have mechitza there. So Biyasha said it was us. I don't mean, if it's close, it's difficult. You know, Biyasha said, in the case of the slide, he took actually someone a sliding door. He said it's also to close it. The fact that it's open the coin, it's made to open and close, is not a heter. So I think according to this Morgan of Rum, that chutin don't work, that should be correct. The context of Shabbat that chutin work. So the start of the coin, kind of you don't know, doesn't work for making a bona fide order. But according to the Chazanish argues, and we're assuming that Tzak not like the Chazanish, that even by case of a bona fide oil, the swarm of a McCoy works. So it doesn't work when the mice you're making a heter because through that, which wasn't here beforehand. So the Tosfos Shabbos says, yeah, chutin worked to accomplish that. So who then I think the swarm of a McCoy would work for that. So I think that question should be correct. Record it. Then the Magen Rambam says the case of the Maram that it was spreading it this way. But it was matter already.
If the problem is being matter, it's good that it's matter a little bit. Shem matter makes it.
I don't have an answer to the question. I don't understand it myself. But I see according to the question of the Magen Rambam is the Sora of that you started the process of growing is not enough. You have to actually have a matzah here ready. Extending a matzah is good enough.
Maybe he said it because he
okay, that could be true, but I'm saying in the same way he says chutin or not heter. What?
Chutin is not the same. The seven zayil is a blanket. You can't be usher for the seven zayil.
I'm just saying, Ovid Bekoi, the Sora of Bekoi is along the line, it follows it. What? I understand. It's the din of chutin. So according to the Rambam, the chutin is not a heter, so Ovid Bekoi is not a heter either. Okay, could be. That could be. So I'm saying the Mugger Rambam says, even Tosefta's oil is only mutter if you had already a Mechitza Materis. Okay, I'm asking. I'm just saying, but that should be clear according to the Mugger of Rum, that even that, the hanging out is not enough. So Kalvach Karmer, the case of Chutin, the case of Ovid Bekoi is not enough. So the fact that my door is made to go in and out, and shut back and forth, is not a valid answer.
It happens to be Tosefta's oil. If you have a sliding door, it's going to be Tosefta's oil, that definition.
Yeah, but it doesn't help me because it wasn't a Mechitza Materis yet.
That's only
if you need a Mechitza Materis. But that does state the Mugger of Rum. Okay, it does state the Mugger of Rum.
What?
Okay. Okay, could be. Right here. Okay.